Today we're going to talk about the Boone County Historical Society, and Janet Kringle joins us on the phone at this time. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Jim.
How's it going? Folks, they may not know, but you are looking to relocate. So, again, your time with the Historical Society Board is winding down, but you've got some great things that we need to pass along and let folks know about coming up right away this month. Again, opportunities for other people to become involved with the Historical Society as well.
Well, there'll be one less board member, so there is a seat on the board. Yes, March 11th, this Saturday, from 1 to 3, we have Jeremy McLaughlin coming, and he's a potter. So he's going to bring different creations of his own, but he's also going to explain the history of potting, how to identify whether something really is, you know, a valuable artifact or not. He's just got a great personality, Jim. I've enjoyed so much talking with him. So that'll be a good time.
I think he's one of our, we would call an authority on stoneware in particular.
Yes.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yes, he's very, yes. And the first floor exhibit is all artwork. I should be beaten because I cannot remember the couple's name. Harry Vonksworth is there. Harry is a pencil artist. You know, and as that might sound easy, he just replicated a picture of Kyle and Sadie Peter. I think it was their engagement picture.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It looks just like a picture, but it's pencil.
Oh, yeah. No, he's had some things I know that he's put out there letting people know about that. I'm going to check real fast. And I know the other is carving, artwork. It's quite the art display that we've got going on there.
Oh, my. And, you know, the artwork are, you know, characters. The wife, well, she also does characters. His name is Max, but I can't remember hers. But, you know, it's like the carousel horses and kind of things. And I do understand that a few of the pieces are for sale, but only a few. And that you'll see that. There's signs up there. But that's a very, very interesting display up there.
Okay. I'm looking to see. Oh, Alice and Max.
Thank you.
Alice and Max Porter.
Yes.
They did the wood sculptures, so they have these all on display, and Harry's got... Would some of these items be for sale, do we know?
Yes, some of them are.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, but only a few of them. This is really all about their sharing their skills with us. This
sure.
isn't about marketing.
Yeah. Well, and we know Harry's on the board, so...
Yeah.
Was it hard to convince him, Harry, bring this in so people can come and see it?
Oh, terribly difficult. He's such a humble man, Jim.
I know.
Oh, he's such a humble guy. You know, part of his charm, I guess. But, yeah.
Well, anyway, that's there. So our regular hours, okay, so we know that now Jeremy is kind of like, again, when he'll do his presentation, that's kind of like our Saturday with Scholars?
It is a Saturday with the Scholar. Also, I need to mention it's on the first floor.
Okay.
So when you come to see when you come to see Jeremy, you'll also be able to see the art exhibits by Max and Alice and Harry.
So. Okay, so everything will be right there on that first floor. Got space
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's good. On the first floor, yeah.
Okay.
1 to 3. And our hours are still Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 2. And guess what, Jim?
No, what?
We still need volunteers.
Oh, imagine that. I'm guessing now because... We're getting towards that springtime of the year, and you'd like to have some people in there to help with the tours and things like that, because we're starting to see, I've heard anyway, that bus tours are starting to make a comeback again.
Yep, they are. Yes, they are. I think Chris Blocker's to thank for that, but yes. And also, you know, we have, I'm just going to chuckle because we had our annual meeting, you know, last month, and
yeah.
No, 2 months ago. And no, last month,
yeah.
And we have visitors year round, you know, which is why we're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right. 10 to 2, because we do have tourists. And when I was there a week ago, I had three people who came. You know, they were all out of staters, but they still came, you know. So, yeah, the interest is still there. The rentals are going great. We have plenty of rentals. I think we're going to be...
Okay.
We still have some openings, but we're really filling up quickly.
They fill up fast, yeah. Yeah, especially when people are starting to look graduation receptions and stuff like that. That'll be coming up, things like that. It's a great opportunity to do that.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Jim. And, you know, for $100, you get a room that holds 130 people, you know, that looks great. You get a kitchen with full service kitchen. It's about the least expensive in town for sure. So we're happy that we're sharing that.
Okay. Quickly, just to kind of review a couple of things, because first of all, for listeners, again, Janet is stepping down from the board because they're relocating. Her and John, so
Two Harbors, Minnesota.
Okay, going north in the wintertime. I don't know about anyway. No, it's really nice there. There's that.
Just who we are.
But so we do have. There'll be an opening on the board for somebody that might be interested in becoming involved a little more, maybe doing a few more things. But again, you can do as much as you want on the board. But you do have. That's the big thing. Is it is a working board.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it is. But it's a great board. It's a good group of people. Now, we just brought on Jerry Breitschneider and Joe and Dave Howell.
Okay, yeah.
And so that, and, you know, Joe is just tremendous help. She's sorting through things and organizing things. And Dave is pretty much our computer expert. He's the one who scanned all the trail tales and, you know, and besides that, they're just fun to be around.
Sure. We've got, so volunteers, and we're talking about people that would like to, again, if you're going to be a guide or help with that, you don't have to do much except try to answer questions if you can or direct them to different displays that are there.
Yes, that's absolutely the truth. Yes. It's a self-guided tour. You know, so, you know, if you know something, I've had a great time because I've learned so much about Boone in the last 34 years. But it's just fun. The people just want to know, and their questions have always been something that if I didn't know the answer, I was kind of glad to look it up. So, you know, I wanted to know when the trestle was built. I wanted to know, you know, those kind of things. So,
sure.
It's just enjoyable. The people are happy to be there. I'm going to miss not volunteering there.
Okay. Well, we do have opportunities to do that. An easy way to do that would be just to call and leave a message. You could do that. Somebody will get back a hold of you. Or come in.
515.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Jim.
No,
515-432-1907.
The year it was built, or the cornerstone was
built. Yep. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay. And now a couple other quick things I wanted to find. We know that we're working on doing, again, volunteers that would like to help basically with like exhibit things. Now we know we've got a lot of work that's going on that upper floor.
Oh, the second floor, you know, and that's kind of a fun, I have to tell you that we had, in the Kate shop, the woodwork had been painted.
Oh yeah.
And we didn't want that to be the case. So, believe it or not, Dawn dish soap and those eraser things, you know, those Mr. Clean eraser things. So we had 12 high school seniors that came in February, and we put the boys, in the gift shop, and oh my gosh, in the 45 minutes that they were there, they got 90% of the work done.
Wow.
And they played their music, and they had such fun. And then we had an equal amount of girls. And the women helped with sorting, because that's one of the things for volunteers. We have a whole area that is clothing. And so we need to go through the clothing and find the tags, which tell us who gave it to us. You know, they're called accession numbers. So we need to do that. And so those girls were able to do that. And, they just loved it, because... You know, we've got clothes from the 20s. And fashions really don't change that much, Jim. But they were just great. So, you know, thanks to the Boone High School seniors who came and helped with that. That was great fun.
Okay, so that's still going, again, work up there. That is going to take a little while. That's not going to happen overnight because it is all volunteer-based.
But it's simple stuff to do, mm-hmm. right? You look at it, you know, okay, we're saving things that we know somebody donated, and we're separating it from things that we don't know who donated it.
Sure.
You know, and as the board, they'll make the decision, you know, what are we going to do with this?
Okay.
With these things. But yeah, it was great to have those high school seniors.
Well, that's the one thing we've, you know, and we've touched on it only a couple of times in the past, but there's a huge collection there. Cataloging,
oh my.
Keeping track, preserving. Those are all challenges that you guys face constantly.
And that you know, we cannot thank Marty Lamore and Jeannie Weibke enough, and Dave Howell, because, yes, you know, it's data entry. We need to have that done. But, like, for collections, Marty's, they're just doing a great job organizing this. And, you know, I mean, it's a Herculean task.
Sure.
You know, and they've just done so well with that.
I do got to ask you about Larry's room. How's that progressing?
Well, we submitted the measurements of the floor to a gentleman who's going to put down new flooring.
Okay.
So that that'll be all paid for by the donations that people have so generously given us for Larry. We have a plaque that's being manufactured right now.
Okay.
And we laugh because the picture of Larry, who wouldn't want a picture of yourself 25 years ago, you know?
Larry would laugh about that too, yeah.
we did say that. He would say, well, that, you know, that's a good one. Yeah, so that's set and ready to go. I think sometime in, I'm going to say end of April, beginning of May.
Okay.
That room's going to get done. So, yeah, we have that.
And for folks that are wondering, that's a big supply of just a lot of historic information.
Well, and it's access to, you know, access to the online, you know, genealogy sites. And, you know, we have all those things available. But there's been someone in there pretty much, you know, more than half the time that I've been there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. So things continue to move along. You know, we've mentioned Jeremy coming up on Saturday. Folks invited to come out for that 1 to 3 in the afternoon. I'm guessing free. If they need, do they need to access on the lower floor and take the elevator up? What's the best way to come in? Right in the front door?
Right in the front door. But if they need to access, they sure can.
Sure. They need to.
And Garrett Long and his brother Aaron, we finally put in a handicap door on 6th Street.
All right.
Goodness me, you know, so you push the button and the door opens. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what well, that's been our handicap access, too, so it's great.
The only access, yeah. So, yeah, we're thrilled. The only difference is, of course, the door weighs a ton.
Yeah.
But it opens automatically. So we're pleased to have done that, and that's our major improvement because that was not an inexpensive adventure.
Nope. I'm guessing it's one of those challenges where you got to get that support out there, too, and stuff like that. So as we go forward, are there others in the works as far as the Saturday with Scholar program? I know you're not going to be involved with it, but do we have some others that they've talked about, some pending, things like that? Or aren't you sure?
Can I just say, you know, discuss that last night at the board meeting.
We could say stay tuned for more.
Yeah, that's how it's going to be, Jim. But I'm sure they're going to do things. I have a gentleman named Kevin.
Yeah.
And he's researched and written an article that he's submitted for publication. So this is a serious scholar.
Okay.
And he's going to come sometime this summer and talk about the Boone Biblical College because, oh my goodness sakes, we have 100 at least copies of Papa and I, which is a daughter's account of her father who opened the Biblical College.
Okay.
and it talks, you know, about there were like 2,000 students graduated from it, and it's just it's actually a pretty interesting book, all things. But the Biblical College is a huge part of Boone that we don't pay much attention to anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, he'll be here this summer sometime.
Okay, good.
And present what you know.
All right. There were some things you were working on before you got the calling to go north.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's we'll just
we have some things.
Yeah. All right. So Jeremy McLaughlin, Saturday afternoon, 1 to 3. And anytime it's open, what, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right? Regular hours?
Yep.
Check out the art display, really. The Harry Vonk's drawings, pencil drawings. Alice and Max Porter, their sculpting. And when you see some of the things, if you happen to check on the Historical Society's Facebook page, I know you guys have updated the website
Yes.
Making a lot more use of that as well, too. So
yes, yeah, you can do memberships on the website now.
All right.
Yeah, so we've got it working. You know, things are good, Jim. I mean, things. You know, I'm sorry to leave it, but I'm ready for a new life.
Sure. So, are you going to still keep your membership, though?
I get a lifetime membership. I got awarded that last night.
Well, there you go. That's all right.
Yeah.
Then you keep getting trail tales.
Then I can just show up and say, hey, I belong.
Yeah. Come back and visit and stuff.
I'm a lifetime member. Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, we'll be coming back. Our
sure.
youngest son and his wife are in Ames, you know, so we're not going to be strangers, but it'll be fun to see what they do over time.
All right. Hey, I do appreciate you taking time to give us a quick update. I know a little bit scrambling with all the changes in your personal life, but you did spend a lot of time helping get things part of this group that's volunteered to make our Historical Society kind of rejuvenated as we continue to work at it.
Exactly.
We've had a number of people that have been involved, and I know several of them have been there and cycled off and done others, and they've been on for a while, but again, that's good. You got more and more people getting involved all the time, so.
And more ideas.
Sure.
And
again,
different skill sets.
They can always call if they have any questions, leave a message at 515-432-1907. Go online. You can send an email, ask questions that way too.
So. You sure can, at info@bchsiowa.org.
All right. Janet, thanks so much for being a part of our programs and keeping us updated. We'll be in touch with others and see if we can continue this trend. In the meantime, thanks for being a part of our program.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The best to you, Jim.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
Okay. Bye.
Janet Kringle, again, for the Boone County Historical Society.